What about the approach to the older patient who's not going to be eligible to FCR, but also, as they get older, 75, 80, we had this approach of using bendamustine, chlorambucil, which was specifically targeted. That sort of captured some people's, interest or imagination. They started using it. But we saw some more data that came out at ASCO that maybe also touches on the older patient. And maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah. So, going back first of all to ASH, where in the older population, this was Jennifer Woyach's study that essentially, in the intergroup study, that compared ibrutinib versus ibrutinib rituximab versus bendamustine rituximab for the older patient. And both of the ibrutinib-containing arms were significantly superior compared to bendamustine in terms of progression-free survival. And I think really, again, very similar to our FCR discussion, makes us sit down with the patient and say, what are you getting with BR? The advantages to BR are really just that it's limited duration, but when you look and see how much superior the ibrutinib-containing arms were, I think BR is really for a smaller subset of patients. It's not your automatic go-to for your older patient with CLL, in my opinion, anymore. The other question that came up there was, is there a difference between ibrutinib versus ibrutinib rituximab? And, certainly there were no differences in the curves, and it suggests that ibrutinib alone is sufficient for the older patient. But the problem there is that the ibrutinib is indefinite. And we've been talking about some of the chronic low-level toxicities that affect quality of life in patients.